So, your book was once a bestseller, but now sales are fizzling out. Does that mean it's time to throw in the towel? Absolutely not. Are you kidding? You can take your backlist back to bestseller anytime you like with the right strategies. And in this episode of the Author Switch podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 proven ways to increase the sales of your backlist titles.
Are you an entrepreneur, small business owner, or consultant looking to boost your authority, influence, and impact? The Author Switch podcast with best-selling, award-winning author Karma Spence is your answer. Tune in for actionable advice, powerful strategies, and engaging interviews to turn on your author switch and take your business to the next dimension.
The Author Switch.
Hello and welcome to the Author Switch podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business. Like I said, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 tactics that you can use to increase book sales, even if your book's been out for a year or more. The first one is what I call the re-release effect. Basically, you slap on a fresh cover, you switch out some of the messaging to re-message it, and it's like releasing a new book. Ideally, if you're going to change the cover, you might want to change the format it's in. So you'll see this happens a lot with books where, you know, there's one edition comes out, it's got this cover, and then it comes out again, and it's got that cover. Content's completely the same. But it's usually at this point, it goes from trade to mass market or hardcover to paperback, or it's got a new intro or something else that changes it and gives it a new edition. And when you do this re-release, it's almost like it's a new book. It introduces it to new audiences. And surprisingly, some people will even buy the new one, even if they had the first one, even though they know it's the same content. I believe I've actually purchased the same book multiple times because I lost the old edition. I gave it to the Goodwill and I've changed my mind. I want it back. You know, all sorts of reasons why I've bought the same book more than once. Actually, sometimes it's because I didn't know I had it already, which is why I now have a Google Doc with my entire inventory in it, so that when I'm in a bookstore and find a book I really want, I just call up my my inventory list and go, oh yeah, I already have that. I don't need to buy it again. But that's just me. I love books. Can you tell? All right, so that's tactic number one, re-release with a fresh cover and like a fresh message on the website. In fact, you can even do this without changing anything else but the description on Amazon, and that will sometimes bring in new sales. I try to update the descriptions of my books like every 6 months or so, sometimes a little bit longer, depends on how much time I have in the moment, but I have it on my calendar to change out at least Public Speaking Superpowers. I change that one up about like every 6 months to a year. And that actually does, I've always noticed right after I've changed the description, there's a little blip in sales, a little blip in sales. So simple things like that, change up the keywords in your description. It's called re-release effect. It does increase. Will it bring it to bestseller? Maybe, maybe not. But it does increase sales. And that's the point. You're trying to get it into more hands so that more people learn about you and want to hire you, right? So any increase in sales is good. Now, the second tip is either a sequel or a second edition. Sometimes writing a sequel to the book that refers back to the original book will actually increase sales because people will buy the sequel and go, oh, I'm interested in what the first book is. This is why a lot of people write series. I have a series. It's 4 books. It all starts with an idea. All you need is the right roadmap. You can make it to the finish line and serve up your book. Anyone who buys any one of those books is highly likely to buy another of those books, or sometimes the entire series. Now, what makes you decide I'm going to write a sequel compared to reviving a past title by giving it a second edition? Well, one is there sequel information that makes sense? Like those 4 books I just told, it made sense for there to be sequels. Sometimes your books kind of stand alone, like Public Speaking Superpowers. I wouldn't write a sequel to it. I might write an adjacent to it, like Public Speaking Powers for Authors. Something like it's a completely new book, but it's related. So you can do that. Or you can revive an old title by giving it a second edition. I did this with Home Sweet Homepage. I rewrote some of the content, pulled out the content that was no longer relevant, left some of the content from the original version that was still relevant. Interestingly enough, even though it was still relevant, some people thought, oh, that's old hat. Nobody does that anymore. But they do. So be careful when you're doing a second edition. Be careful how you message that second edition so that people don't think you just did a crappy second edition. Tactic number three, the unexpected power of audiobooks and special editions. So having a book come out in an audiobook version, that's kind of like coming out with a new version, but audiobook versions will bump up the sales of ebooks and physical books because there is a segment of the audiobook listening audience that likes to follow along in either the ebook or the physical book while they listen to the audiobook. So by releasing an audiobook several months to a year later, you can actually bump up prices of the original version. Also, coming out with special editions, like it's the 10th anniversary edition. Sometimes all that has is a new intro. The content is still the same. But basically having these special editions, or another idea that's related is a special edition for a specific bulk buyer. So, for example, with Public Speaking Superpowers, perhaps I could approach one of the many speaking organizations and say, I will create a special edition of my book for your audience if you buy X number of copies. And then basically I add a page in there that says, this is a gift from your association. Maybe I add a new intro that talks about how wonderful that association is and how the content of the book is relevant to members of that association. Repackage it maybe with a special cover that's just for that association. Now that is a real value add for that association and their members. And you can make it so that every time they get a new member, maybe they order some more copies. So these things can bump up sales as well. Number four is to get media coverage for a book that's old news. So this is how you do it. Anytime something in the news happens that is related to the content of your book, you can pitch your book because you wrote something like there's a whole month that's dedicated to public speaking. I could talk to the press and say, hey, I wrote this book on public speaking. If you're doing any stories about public speaking for Public Speaking Month, I'm your gal. Or if there was a website month, I might do that for Home Sweet Homepage. Or if suddenly there was some sort of newsy thing that was related to whatever content you had. So, for example, let's say you wrote a book about farm equipment safety. Back when the guy who plays, from the Marvel movies, the archery guy, he was like one of the only people who wasn't a superhero who was hanging out with superheroes. And the actor was like, he was doing something nice. He was clearing out the snow from his neighbor's yard. And somehow he ended up underneath the machine and almost lost his leg. So now this is big news, right? It's big news. Jeremy Renner has injured himself because of farm equipment safety issues or something. And you're an expert in farm equipment safety. Now you can be the person who said, well, maybe he should have done this, that, or the other thing, or something like that. You never know when a news item is going to come up that can help you resurrect an old title. So always keep your eyes open for that. Idea number five is the secret to selling a new book without writing one. So what this means is you repurpose, bundle, or reposition an old title. I could partner with another author who writes on a similar topic, and together we bundle this book into like an ebook bundle, and then we split the royalties. That's a little harder to do. Or even if we don't split the royalties, being part of that bundle rejuvenates both of our titles. You can do it if you're selling directly from your own. You can always bundle stuff. Like I've often taken my old book, 57 Secrets for Branding Yourself Online, and I've bundled it with someone else's book in the same topic. I've bundled it with more of my books, and that usually gets a few sales as well. If you're creative, you can create newness to an old book. This is just the first five tactics. I will return after the break with the next five tactics for taking your old bestseller, your backlist, back to bestseller.
Do you feel intimidated by the idea of marketing your book? Many authors believe that without marketing expertise, their book will struggle to find readers. The complexities of marketing can be daunting, leaving you feeling unqualified, unsure where to start. The fear of your book languishing in obscurity can be overwhelming. Introducing Serve Up Your Book, the ultimate guide to book marketing for non-experts. This comprehensive guide helps you lay the foundations with easy-to-follow strategies that demystify the marketing process. Build your audience using straightforward, effective techniques. Generate pre-launch buzz with step-by-step instructions that make it simple to create excitement. Launch your book with clear, actionable plans that ensure your efforts are impactful. Continue marketing your book after the launch with ongoing strategies to keep your book in the spotlight. With user-friendly advice and practical tips, Serve Up Your Book is designed for authors at any level. Get your copy of Serve Up Your Book available now on Amazon.
Hello, and welcome back to the Author Switch podcast. In the first half, before the break, I talked about the first five ways that you can take your backlist and make the sales increase again, possibly even bringing them back to bestseller. That included the re-release effect, the sequel or second edition, the unexpected power of special editions and audiobooks, how to get coverage from the media for an old title, and the secret to selling new book without writing a new book. So now I want to talk about how to use nostalgia to bring back an old book. Now, I did hint at this in the first half where I talked about 10th anniversary edition. Once you start hitting milestones like 10, 20, 25, these are great times to resurrect your old title and say, hey, this book is celebrating its whatever milestone. And people who hadn't heard of it before will go, ooh, and it's still relevant. I'll buy one too, you know? And you can come out with a special edition to commemorate that milestone. You can create a bundle with it, like buy this book during its milestone anniversary, and I'll throw in this training or this t-shirt or, you know, whatever it is. And that can resurrect sales. Number seven is why your book isn't dead. It's just buried under the wrong keywords. Oh my, that is so true. Keyword research, and here's the thing. You may have had the right keywords when you published it, but now they're the wrong keywords because the things have changed and people are using different keywords. So what I recommend is annually take a look at the keywords that you have optimized your description for and see if they're still high impact keywords. If not, what are the new keywords? Optimize for that. Like I said earlier in this episode, changing the message, the description in Amazon can actually bring new sales because now new people are finding it using different keywords. The next one is what I call book tour 2.0. Go on another book tour. Why not? You can no one says that you have to only do a book tour right at launch. You can do it at any time. You can just decide, you know, I want to bump up sales on this. So I'm going to get on a bunch of podcasts and talk at my book. It doesn't matter that the book came out. I still talk about public speaking superpowers, and it came out in 2018. It's still relevant. Why not? The next one is the power of scarcity. This is where you create a limited time deal to boost sales. You can do that on Amazon. You can, like, it's normally $7, but for this week only, it'll be $3 or, you know, whatever makes sense. It's easier to do that with ebooks because it doesn't matter how much an ebook is. It doesn't cost you anything to produce, really. With a physical book, you have to be a little bit more careful because you do have to pay for them. It's print on demand and you pay for the printing costs. But you could easily do that. In fact, that's how I brought Public Speaking Superpowers 2 bestseller. It only made it to number 2 when I first launched. A few years later, I did another bestseller campaign, brought it to bestseller in 3 categories. It was already several years old at that point. You can always resurrect an old title with new promos. I also recommend working with a company that does these promos and just do them every once in a while. In fact, one company that I have worked with, which has really done well for me, they recommend running these kind of, at least with your ebook, running like the 99 cents or free promos every like 90 days or so to keep the sales going. Remember, this is not about how much royalties you're getting. Royalties are nice, but maybe they'll buy you a Starbucks coffee. I mean, honestly, what's more important, what's going to get you the big bucks, is getting the right people to read your book and then hire you. Because you've set up your book to do that, right? I hope so. The last one, number 10. Number 10 is the Hollywood effect. Basically, adaptations and spinoffs can bring your old book back. So like I was saying earlier with Public Speaking Superpowers, I could do a spinoff, Public Speaking Superpowers for Speakers, Public Speaking Superpowers for Authors, Public Speaking Superpowers for Webinar Hosts, Public Speaking Superpowers for Summit Hosts. I can spin the same content in that book to be a more specific niche. And then as long as you don't overlap it too much, you'll get people who buy your niche one will go out and buy your original one, which is maybe more generic. And if you can slip your new books in as an advert in the ebook, it's a little harder with physical book, but you can do it too. You can come up with a new edition that has the adverts. But you do that, and now people who buy the generic one will learn about the new ones. It's a Hollywood effect. Yes, this you could have Guardian of the Galaxy 3 in your business book. There's your 10 ideas. Re-release, sequels, adaptations, reviving with a new edition, come out in new formats, get media coverage, bundles, change up your keywords, go on a new book tour, get on podcasts and blog tours and things like that. All these things get you more visible, sell more of your old titles and your new titles. And with some of these things, they're evergreen, so they stay there for years, advertising you and your book, increasing sales over time. I hope you found this episode helpful. I will be back next week with an even newer topic. This is Karma Spence saying ciao for now. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Author Switch podcast and would like to show your support, there are a few ways that you can do that. First, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Additionally, leaving a rating and review would greatly help me reach more listeners and continue providing valuable content. To stay up to date with the Author Switch podcast and gain access to additional information on amplifying your authority, influence, and thought leadership through books, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Karma Spence. For those interested in catching up on previous episodes, including those no longer available on podcast platforms, you can find them all at authorswitch.com/episodes, where you can choose to watch or listen to them at your convenience. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of the Author Switch community.